Welcome, sir. Please state your name and your position.
J.P. Dubuque. I'm the president of the St. Pete Economic Development Corporation.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I've been in St. Pete for a year and a half. I've been in Tampa Bay for about 6 years.
What organizations are you involved in?
At this point in time, the St. Pete Economic Development Corporation takes up all of my time because it is a startup. Between that and raising my family, that's about all I have time for.
What gets you out of bed every day?
What gets me out of bed every day is that with economic development, I really do have an opportunity to impact folks. And when we make an announcement of jobs that have been created at a company that we've helped, it's not just about a number of jobs. It's about the families that have been positively impacted by what we do. And that's pretty fulfilling.
Why St. Pete?
Why not St. Pete? St. Pete is the coolest place on earth. And I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of driving this this city to the next level. And man, it's just too much fun.
What is one habit that you keep?
One habit that I keep is working out. I work out 3 to 4 times every week, whether I need to or not.
Who are some people that influence you?
Well, influence me on a daily basis. I would say that that Chris Steinacher from the Chamber certainly influences me. The drive that he has every day and the desire to keep the funk in St. Pete is certainly something that I have a great opportunity to follow. So for right now, Chris is the biggest influencer for me.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I will tell you that one of the things that I've tried to do in my professional life, and something that I think many leaders get wrong, is our job as a leader is to motivate the folks who are working with us to be the best they can be. That is all our job is. Our job is not to control them. Our job is to motivate them to be the best that they can be. And if we do that right, we'll be very, very successful as leaders.
What is one thing that you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I really wish that I knew how much time it was going to take. This is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week type of thing. And truth be told, sometimes it's difficult to have a family life and a personal life when you're running a startup organization.
What's next?
You know, what's next for me is to take the EDC to the next level and really start providing real impact for the community, helping companies grow jobs, recruiting new companies to town, and really telling the story of St. Pete as a business and career location in a way that drives the economy.
Wonderful. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.